little place that had just like stacks of beer, and they were selling it like $5 a case or something, like $5 a six pack. This place was more expensive, but I haven't had it in a long time.
I know it is really good. It tastes really good.
Yeah, Yingling. It's Yingling Bock.
It's like, Bock beer.
I just
Bock beer.
I just looked. It's literally a ram.
Yes.
Slurping the beer with a straw.
I don't think that's a straw. But he says in his thought bubble, it tastes good.
It tastes good. The thought bubble that is consuming his entire
head. Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're recording, and we should probably say hello or something.
Hey, I'm Josh.
Hey, I'm Nate.
And this is episode 21 of Onomana Podcast.
No, 21. That is blackjack. I'm calling it.
Yep.
I'm calling it. That is the joke that I am making about the number. I don't know what you want to talk about, but I'm just telling you I'm not even going to care.
Okay.
Because what I want to talk about right away is something very important, and is an observation made by a friend of mine, and I think he's completely right. Why is the ending to Dark Knight Rises the same ending as the original Batman movie with Adam West?
Oh, with the bomb?
Batman carrying the bomb.
Some days you can't just get rid of a bomb.
It's a Batman just running with a bomb away from the city. It's the same damn ending.
Yes.
I like to think that Dark Knight Rises was actually Inception and or like Alfred just went crazy and Batman and Bruce Wayne did die and he just imagined that he saw him in Rome or Italy, wherever that was.
I just like to think that that at some point while flying away, he goes, some days you just can't get rid of the bomb.
Some days you just can't get rid of the bomb. No one is around. Why am I still using my Batman voice?
Exactly. The biggest pet peeve of that movie.
Alfred. We're out of toilet paper.
No, I love when Catwoman disappears and he's alone in the bat pod and he goes, now I know what that feels. I'm like, you're talking
You're talking to yourself in a voice.
It's a Batman voice.
It still bothers me, though. Like, there's so many things. Because I went back and I watched Batman Begins. It's such a perfect Batman movie. Mm-hmm. It is a fantastic Batman movie. And the other two movies are not Batman movies.
Right.
They're just not. And, just even after I went back and watched Dark Knight, for like, I don't know, like the ninth time I've seen it, like I just started noticing things that really bugged me about it. Dark Knight Rises, there's a whole scene with him and Joseph Gordon-Levitt where he just goes, so why do you wear the mask? And Bruce Wayne goes, oh, to protect the ones I love. Mm-hmm. And it later became a symbol. And I'm like, that is the exact opposite reason that you said you would wear a mask in the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, in Batman Begins, he's just like,
why back?
He's like, I'm going to wear a mask. And it's like, oh, why should you do that? You know, and to make a symbol. And Alfred's like, oh, what about protect my ass? Basically is the conversation. And I'm like, no, it's the exact opposite. It's like Nolan didn't go back and watch the other movies and be like, oh, that's how you make a Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And just decided to make a fever dream. True. Such a plot hole movie.
Oh, it really, really was. I hated the cop, like every cop in Gotham.
That whole thing was ridiculous.
You know
that it wasn't even the beards. It wasn't even any of that. It was that, you know, they're cops and they're immediately just kind of like, okay, you've been down there for 3 months. Is the first thing you're going to do go fight somebody or, I don't know, go see if your wife's alive?
Yeah.
You know, like I was like, some people have priorities. And the one cop that doesn't want to join him in the street facing tanks, he suddenly gets 30 minutes of screen time because he's the one cop that's like, my wife's here. I'm staying for a little while.
And then
like,
he's made to look like the bad guy. When
right.
Like,
it's like,
honestly,
what?
But yeah.
You know, I just wanted to see him get just shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, Christopher Nolan, how good of a director Christopher Nolan is and how good his movies looked, I could completely dislike that movie, but still love Christopher Nolan as a director. That is how good he is as a movie maker.
Well, the thing is even though it's the worst of the three Batman movies, it's still not a bad movie.
No, it's like, a bad movie.
No,
it's, Dark Knight Rises is a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
It is a bad movie.
Batman
it is
just
a
came
beautiful
out of retirement.
Movie.
It took 7 years.
If it had said 8 months, I'd have been happy. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, but like, I walked into it expecting the opening scene from Dark Knight or something similar.
Yeah.
And if they had just taken that whole Bane chase and put it up front,
mm-hmm.
that would have been fine. But they didn't. They opened up with just like, and I'm like, when does this movie start?
My favorite part was, perhaps you were wondering why you shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
And I mean, just, I did, like, I mean, the Bane, I liked Bane. I thought, like, you know, hey, Bane starts, every time Bane talked, it came from every speaker in the surround sound.
Yeah.
So, like, Bane was, like, the voice of God that had his balls removed and now speaks kind of weird.
Yeah, like, in the theater when I was watching it, like, mm-hmm. that's literally why it, you know, like, all music cuts out. All everything else goes silent except for his voice.
Yeah, whenever he talked, it was like it would come out of the rear speakers, and just that was the creepiest thing because it just every time he talked, you're like, he's all around me.
Yeah,
you know, it's and I didn't care for it. It just it was too long. You could have taken out half of that movie.
Honestly, I could have.
Answer
I didn't
me this.
Give a crap about the pit scene. Like,
no,
so
not at
like,
all.
Like, I mean,
no,
yeah,
no.
Get...
But if you'd have taken out all the other half of shit in that movie,
mm-hmm.
okay, and just gone in with a nuke and totally taken out the whole like other angle of it,
right?
It would have made a lot more sense. There's so much you could have taken out of that movie mm-hmm. and made it better. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The thing is, it just answer me this one thing though: mm-hmm. Did Batman shoot and kill a woman with an anti-aircraft gun?
Wait, what?
Talia al Ghul.
Talia al Ghul, he...
He shot...
Yeah,
he shot with a the big machine gun. Batman shot her.
Yeah.
In the same movie where he's going, never, I don't use guns.
Yeah.
Shoots her, and she doesn't die bullet-riddled, mm-hmm. but, like, dies of her wounds from him shooting her with an anti-aircraft gun. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and you could argue, oh, what else was Batman to do? And my point is, if you put him in that situation, you have failed to make a Batman movie.
That's a good, very good point. My, like, honestly, it was very, like, the Talia al Ghul thing was predictable from the moment she stepped on the screen.
Was it the fact that they shoehorned her into the plot, or her obscure, I'm from some country other than this one accent?
A little bit of both, and then it's just... In general, it's just like, really? I mean, of course, you know, people who don't know comic books or never watched Batman as a child didn't get it right off the bat. But, I mean, even if you've just seen the first movie and knew that Liam Neeson was, you know, Ra's al Ghul and how he talked and everything, and then you have this random chick come in who's Batman's love interest and, you know.
She wasn't even Batman's
love interest.
She was
Bruce Wayne's,
just,
you know,
she was just sleep. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever you
I don't know.
And then they did that thing at the beginning of it where, like, or not the beginning, but, like, when they actually do sleep together and he feels her stab wounds and shit on her back. And then, like, later in the movie, he's shocked that she happens to know how to fight and is a bad guy.
What did she say the reason for that was?
What the reason for that? I don't even remember if she ever got around to it. Like, I think that scene was literally just so much of, oh, we're going to foreshadow right here for no reason.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Batman, greatest detective in the world, can't go,
you have a stab wound on your back.
You've got a lot of interesting, you know. And then, you know, of course, Batman's no guns and he has it. But they literally just, Bane is gone. Bane gets cut out by getting shot in the chest by another Batman. Batman doesn't like guns, but twice the two main villains are killed by his technology shooting large machine guns at them.
The thing about Bane that aggravated me, because I thought Tom Hardy did a great job. I love the voice. I love the way he was portrayed. You know, like I said at the beginning, I made the joke about, you know, props. He was wondered why he shoots a man, and I love that. And it was just adds so much to his character. What made me mad was they're pumping painkillers through his face. Yet during that fight scene at the courthouse, he punches through a wall and doesn't break his hand. Painkillers don't make your bones invincible.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, he couldn't feel the pain, mm-hmm. but at the same time, when he pulls back, he's not bloody or anything. Like, it's...
Yeah, but, I mean, that was one thing they used physical effects on that, and it was pretty obvious when he hit it that they decided to, as a metaphor for the Gotham court system, build the building out of paper mache.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, that is truly the blind leader that the court itself... Can be taken down by a man.
It's like, you know, he's like, I'm so angry. He swings, breaks his hand, and then it's like, that really did.
Oh.
You
know?
Ah, what a beautiful singing voice.
Why are you crying, man? I don't know.
Because it kind of...
Stings a little. I've transcended into German for some reason.
Only two people can't do a Bane impression at the same time.
Dueling Banes. The dueling Banes.
No, no. Do 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 do.
Tune me in on this one, Johnny.
No, like doing dueling banjos with Baneless.
Okay. So anyway, we're done with that.
Okay, now I'm done. Anyway, so Assassin's Creed 3.
Fantastic.
We actually talked about it a little bit on the last show, and you gave your review before I had time to play it.
Yeah.
This is my review.
Okay,
so I'm not going to read everything.
Type that up and put it on the blog. We are so behind on stuff. It's been so long since we recorded. We gotta be contemporary, man. Assassin's Creed 3. Josh liked it. Has complaints. We'll put it up on.
Okay,
it'll be up on Facebook.
Yeah, all right.
Josh's review then, is going up there.
And then also, okay, so we actually got to see Skyfall right at like literally two nights after we recorded our last episode.
Fantastic! I bought it on DVD on Blu-ray. Can't wait to watch it again.
Awesome, awesome film.
I hope the next James Bond isn't like this one. Mm-hmm. But it sets up for this is it going back to basics. It's mm-hmm. fantastic.
Video Game High School.
Go check it out on Netflix. Yeah, like, it was
since it's literally Netflix, you've already, you know, like,
it's dumb. It's dumb, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's
solid. It's interesting art direction.
Yeah.
You know, with the way they do it.
It was cool they did some stuff. It was kind of like a combination. It was like low-budget Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Is the best I can put it.
Yeah. I mean, but still fairly neat.
You know? It was worth watching. It was worth watching. The jokes weren't too cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
They were cheesy. Don't get me wrong.
Did you watch... Have you seen any of The Americans yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. This show, I tried... I gave it... Two tries to get through the first episode. The first episode is like 2 hours long, obviously. And they have a lot to cover. The setup to it seems truly like it will be a decent show, and it will be very...
I thought the concept was clever, and the fact that they actually are doing it, period, is fantastic.
And basically, you know, what we love about, like, at least the direction, like, the drama side of mm-hmm. Sons of Anarchy... It kind of has that feel to it, where it's like all this shit's going on, and they actually have to, you know, deal with it, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, you know, where can it go next? What's going to happen? You know, like it comes off in the first episode as if there's going to be an overlying plot, and not just like throwing stuff together to make a season long show. Not too bad. What other comedy shows that we've seen? Because we kind of like caught up on a lot of shows. Because basically everything has come back in January.
Right, everything has come back.
We're
going to
go into Walking Dead.
But
you know how we are.
I don't really have to go into Walking Dead. If you haven't seen Walking Dead, go watch Walking Dead. It's good. It's back. I'm kind of curious what's going to happen with the whole the two black people and the other two guys. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to stick around and turn into like this weird group dynamic and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Because there was a lot of little things about them that I was just like, you would make awesome characters additions, and then they just left.
Well, you didn't see the last episode, did you?
Oh, no, I haven't seen the last
episode.
Okay,
well, they come back.
They come back? Oh, well, fuck me.
But not come back to the prison.
Okay, but they're back involved. Wait, don't tell me they go to Woodbury.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, this is interesting now.
So, but did you see the Walker bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like that's pretty cool, and it gives a lot into, you know, the governor has so much adjusted this world that not only is he like, well, let's, you know, like in the beginning of the season where he's just like, well, we have Woodbury where it's going to be everything is all hunky dory, or at least we're going to make people believe that so that they don't panic. But then you look and see him actually fight in the way that, like, his warfare is. It's like, let's drive a truck full of walkers in and then open the doors.
Yeah.
You know, or let's, you know, like when he attacked the...
He didn't even try and wipe him out. That was him doing a show of force.
Yeah, and then, like, remember early on in the season when he does the thing where he attacks, like, the National Guard or whatever, or the military guys? He did it so much where it's just, like, just non-amateur. Like, it's amateur... But it's like post-apocalyptic strategy where you're just like, you know, I'm going to walk up and distract them and we're going to have like six guys come out of the grass around them, you know, kind of, and which, you know, me describing it sounds like, oh, that's just, you know, a strategy. But on here, on like on the way the show portrayed it, it was an interesting scene that it's kind of like almost when it happens, it's like a throwaway scene because they don't refer to it all. But after seeing that and then seeing the Walker bomb and the snipers and like every, like all the ways where he's just like, no, I'm just going to mess with these people, you know, just like let them know that I'm here.
Yeah. He is constantly doing shows of force. And whenever he loses that, the guy goes unhinged. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's nuts. It's awesome to look at. I've got a lot of questions.
Okay.
This is kind of what I really was shooting for most of this today. I've got questions, and you, being comic book guy, but at the same time not like, you know, hell good, you know, not Simpsons comic book guy. You've got answers to these questions.
Oh no!
And I really these are burning questions that I would like to know. Is Superman ticklish?
I would assume so.
But how?
The same way all men are.
Yeah, but he's like pretty much like immune to pain.
Okay.
And so like does he not have nerves? You can't even like pierce him with a needle.
No,
like
you can't.
Right. So he's just like got like titanium skin practically in terms of like.
But if he wasn't ticklish, but if he had no nerves or anything, then he couldn't taste or like I think he has to be sensitive on some level. I think he has to be sensitive on some level.
Okay.
Because if not, then, you know, well, I mean, he's already just overpowered and I can't stand him. But
right,
you know,
so okay. So you want Superman to be ticklish.
I want to be ticklish so that it gives him some humanity.
It gives him a weakness.
Yes.
You hear that, Superman villains? One of you become the tickler and take his ass down.
Exactly. Attack him with feathers, not bullets.
Yeah.
And yes.
Exactly. Right.
Your next question.
What does Wayne Industries do?
What does Wayne, the Wayne
Industries? Wayne Industries. What do they do?
What do they do? On their banking organization, I think.
Like, so they just
like
make money on Wall Street.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's just a big conglomeration.
Well, there's got this like a lawyer thing and like they have like a tech, they have like a science department or thing.
What would be like the comparable version of Wayne Industries in the real world? Like J.P. Morgan or something? Where they've got, like, hands in industry and well as, like,
it would
banking.
Be something, it'd be something like, honestly, like, Trump Tower. Like
well, that's
where it's
all,
like,
that's all real estate.
Yeah, but it's like, they do everything. And that's where like, with the Wayne Foundation, like, they have, you know, Wayne has warehouses and stuff that Batman can, like, the Wayne Industry has warehouses and stuff just laying around because of real estate. They have, you know, they have like a science wing or something for, I have no idea why.
Bat toys.
Do, yeah. Bat well,
toys.
Besides bat toys.
Okay. But, well, I just always wonder because it's like, they're really rich. Tony Stark makes weapons. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
Okay. Green Arrow, he does dead parents or something, which makes him rich. it's like,
not quite.
Well, what is it then?
What, for Green Arrow?
Yeah. What's he do?
Green Arrow, it's all of it is inherited, but it's like, oh, what was it? I think in the beginning, he actually, like, in the Flashpoint universe, he does make weapons. So it's
okay.
Like a Tony Stark type, like, that was why it's called the Green Arrow, Green Arrow Industries or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like the and they didn't even call him Green Arrow in that issue. He literally just made like the missile that they shot at Aquaman was called the Green Arrow. And so like, you know,
well, that's just gauche.
Well, he wasn't Green Arrow. He was just some commander soldier guy in that alternate,
alternate universe.
So.
Right. Okay. Alternate universe theory. Yeah.
So I assume that the regular universe theory, the regular universe business is that
he makes teddy bears. He comes from a long line of teddy bear manufacturers.
Well, how long? Because if it's too long, it wouldn't be called teddy bears. They would just be called stuffed animals.
Not long enough, but just long enough for them to be called teddy bears. You're right. There you go.
Because you know.
Yeah. This one I don't really have a better way to pose this other than Wolverine.
Okay.
Adamantium bones.
Okay.
Adamantium boner.
Skip the question. Skip it.
Okay. This one you can think about, but also like I would just try and think of what do you think would be like the most useless or at least highly specific superpower? Like just one. Okay, come to mind right now. The extreme ability of telekinesis, move stuff with your mind, but you can only move the remote to you. If it's just out of reach.
Yeah, I think that something where it's telekinesis over for like four inches.
Yeah.
You know, just like,
I have the ability to hover 1.3 inches off the ground.
On a Saturday.
Yeah. If it's sunny on a Saturday in Minnesota.
Exactly.
Oddly specific.
Well, what's really funny is it reminds me of that scene in Reign of Fire, where Matthew McConaughey's giving this whole whole speech about the first dragon he killed, and how he's like, during the day they have great eyesight, at night it's even better, at dusk they're almost blind. And it's just kind of like because they can't focus on him, and so that's how he's ever bringing down. So it's just kind of like, so if you just do that in reverse, we're just like,
so you're Daredevil without any of the extra acrobatic abilities, but your ability is that you gain the ability of sight,
but extra awesome sight.
Dusk. Only
at dusk or dawn. Like,
right.
You know, only at dusk you can see really, really incredibly. Like really far.
Yeah.
But you're blind.
It's like ADD vision. ADHD.
Exactly.
You know, can't see any other time, but when you can, it's amazing.
ADHD.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
Okay. His power woven in with his genetics.
Yeah.
Is he sterile, or would he have spider kids?
Would he have spider kids?
I mean, like, is she gonna just like? Is she gonna give birth to a womb of spiders, or is it gonna be a kid with spider powers,
I think,
or just
it would be
a kid
with spider powers?
A kid that's like horrifically afraid of spiders.
I think it would be a kid with spider powers because
the womb of spiders would not.
No,
they wouldn't put that in the print.
But what I'm saying is, like,
just imagine the tile of that one. Just here's the panel, and just her at birth, stirrups, and then it's just like, a billion spiders just go throwing out of the hospital room.
No, she automatically gets a web book bag that she has to wear constantly for weeks on end, and then there's babies inside there.
Oh yeah. She's just gonna carry them around. This is my kid sack.
The answer to that question, I kid you not, I'm going to reference with like the Future Foundation and all that stuff, which is slightly the past few years. Sue Storm and Reed Richards had a daughter and a son that were born with powers because of their powers were gained through the whole like radiation thing
So it's radiated spider. You're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing would happen where the kid would be born with spider powers and you know as their kids were born with powers.
Cool.
So yeah.
And so all this radiation giving people superpowers wouldn't just kill them.
Well, it's special radiation.
How did they have kids? They got special radiation.
It's special radiation.
Makes you stretchy but not sterile?
Well, it was like, it's space, man. It's space radiation.
It's space, dude.
Exactly, man.
Dude,
space.
We're all just space.
We're all just in space.
Okay, we're not doing Bane again. Okay, no, this one's just another bitching about Dark Knight. Catwoman didn't even own a cat in the goddamn movie.
Well, yeah, but
no, she didn't own a cat. Like,
she didn't own a cat. Okay,
they didn't call her Catwoman. She was just cat burglar.
Well,
woman.
Well, she had like the glasses that made the ears, which I thought was pretty cool.
Right, okay, Wolverine's healing powers.
Okay,
does he also have a high metabolism?
I would assume so.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. So does that mean that when he drinks, because it metabolizes so quick, that he gets super drunk really fast? And can smoke and all of that and not get cancer?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I will go with that one, yeah.
Is that why you only ever really see him, like, drinking one beer and he's immediately surly? Like, they always walk in and he's just got like, one beer and he's just like, this guy's been here for 15 minutes. He won't leave. He took a sip and nearly passed out.
Well,
I just imagine
that's why he has to smoke cigars.
He smokes because it's like low amount of time. Otherwise, he's just gonna get a head rush that's
exactly.
Gonna knock his ass off.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
all right, I was actually on that one. All right, there we go.
You're doing great.
All right, I'm totally shooting in the dark here.
Okay.
Okay. Jean Grey. Okay. She's psychic X-Men. I forget what her Phoenix or no, the Phoenix was the reincarnation. Whatever. Phoenix was evil Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Her name was just Jean Grey, right?
Yeah, she didn't have a code name.
She didn't have a code name. Let's give her a code name.
Give her a code name?
Give her a code name. I'm going with Psychestra Bitch.
Psychestra. I'm going with Don't Dump Her, She'll Make You a Human Vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah, she could. Our newest member of the X-Men, undateable. <You know?
laughs> Exactly.
Okay, here's my question. Is she or is she not the most molested superhero in history because she can hear everyone's dirty thoughts about her?
She is.
She would have to be. How does she live? I mean, Wolverine is like, gotta have dirty thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's the punk Cyclops kid? I mean, mm-hmm. He's constantly gotta be just like, oh, I'm burning in her later. Like, mm-hmm. She has got to be just constantly blocking that stuff out.
Yeah, like, I assume that she has to really focus to not go crazy, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I would just be flattered. I'd just be walking around happy and flattered all the time. If I walked around, everybody's like, ooh, look at that. Look at that. It's cool. I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, know. I thought you meant you personally.
No, I'm talking about if I was Jean Grey.
If you were
Jean Grey, and I was walking around and somebody's like, look at her ass. And I'd be like, look at my ass. You know?
You're a guy walking around. It's going to be a lot of just like, I could take him. Look at that fag's beard. You know.
Don't insult the beard.
No, don't insult the beard. The beard is sacred.
Because he says, there's a stupid beard.
Boom. And cancer. Cancer. He just, mind erased. Boom.
What did they do, beard?
No. Yeah, you made a beard.
Just like insult the beard. You speak like Bane now.
Yeah. That guy's beard is kind of, I don't know why a man would shave that wonderful thing. Just immediately.
Exactly.
Magneto.
Okay.
Can he or can he not, can he use a computer more or less efficiently?
Because he's magnetized?
Is he magnetized at all times?
No.
His mind can just move metal.
Right.
So, is it a magnetic force or is it telekinesis only to metal?
I would assume a magnetic force that he can control because I think that it was kind of linked to his psyche. So
Okay.
And so, like, you know, it's one of those things, like, it always happened. He had to learn to control it, just like all the other mutants' powers, you know?
Right. That's the other thing about the mutants. Okay.
You know, that's what makes it where, like, you're not just like, I'm a mutant, but I will never show you. You know what I'm saying? It's you're a mutant.
I would hate to live in that world.
Exactly.
With someone and just be like, oh, no, I'm a mutant, but I just won't show you my power.
Yeah.
Which is even more fucked up, because then you don't know if they've already done their power, and their power is just that you can't know their power. Like, exactly. That could be anything. Yeah. I would not be a mutant, and then, like, just go join, like, the mutants and just be like, no, my power is that I've already done
you'd enjoy,
my power.
It'd be the Great Lake Avengers.
Yeah, I'd join the Great Lakes Avengers. Yeah. Guys, I'm Kirby a mutant. Crackle, what do? My power is to make you forget what my power is. Oddly specific superpowers. Exactly. There we go. We're back on that.
Because the X-Men in their early, like when they're children and all, they can't control it. I assume that Magneto would be the same way, where he can't control it.
So he's going to use a computer, and as soon as he's just like, oh, he would like wipe his hard drive.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
But why would he need to use a computer for?
You're right. When you're a supervillain, you would just have minions for that.
Exactly. He's like, you know, he doesn't order tanks or order more metal. He just like...
gets the blob to go with, you know.
Exactly.
Blob! Update my Facebook status! I can't use a phone.
Yeah. Magneto tweeting.
Yeah. Magneto tweets. Headed out for sushi and then world domination. #Nickelback.
That is awesome. All right.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Your next one.
This is plot.
How long have we been at this?
This just says Plot Hills and Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
There's plenty of those. Superheroes wearing masks so they don't have to pay insurance damages or be held to the standard. I think it's really just like it's a concept of that. I really can't rehash this. It was that really retarded sci-fi show, and they had to defend that point.
Really?
Yeah, you were talking the one we were watching, the Geeks, King of the Nerds.
Oh yeah, that was on that wasn't on sci-fi.
Oh, I thought it was
too sucky to be on sci-fi. Right, sci-fi is actually pretty decent now.
Sci-fi is all reruns.
Yeah, but they're decent reruns.
Decent reruns of Merlin.
Really?
Yeah.
I always, when I think of sci-fi, I think of like playing like constant B movies nonstop.
Right.
Where you can turn on and laugh at any point. Don't try to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. And then sci-fi turn around and
Battlestar Galactica. To answer the question, you know, my side of the argument, because I wasn't on that show, so I couldn't give my side of the argument.
Uh huh.
My side of the argument is honestly that in the Civil War, they had the Superhero Registration Act, which Tony Stark backed. And there was this whole ordeal with Spider-Man and all, where they, Spider-Man took off his mask and let everybody know who he was. He was the big spokesperson. Well, Captain America, everybody already knew who he was. And Captain America just goes, this is un-American. These guys are putting their lives on the line, and all they ask is for you to not be able to hunt them down and kill them in their sleep.
Yeah.
You know, so he took the other side, and so that's why it was the Civil War, because it became the war between all the heroes and all. And so that's really, I mean, that's what handled that. And the deciding factor in that was Cap's argument of, you know, these people don't have to do this. So if you're going to make them register, well, my big thing was if you're going to make them register, how many of them are just going to stop?
Yeah.
Just be like, you know,
hey, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, like especially people like Daredevil and Iron Fist and all, where they've actually been able to slightly keep it, you know, secret a little bit. Unless Daredevil's getting laid, then he's going to tell you he's going to murder out right off the bat.
Right.
But those guys are like, you know, they're just like, well, I just don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got my revenge. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I think that that's kind of the argument for that.
Hmm.
No Mutant Registration Act.
Right, you're
not me.
You're pro mask. is that what this is?
No,
you're a masker.
Yes, I'm
you're
a
pro mask.
Yes, very, very much so.
Okay. I think my follow up question to that is, how retarded must you be to open an insurance company in Metropolis?
True. Very true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be, like, so what do you get insured for if you live in Metropolis? Yeah, I'd like fire, flood, theft, giant asteroid, alien invasion. You know, just, I mean, everything.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just like, no. You said alien invasion. This one was robots. We're not covering your claim. You know, I mean, like. But the aliens built the robots. Right here. Robots were here and weren't aliens. Doesn't matter who built them.
I can see that.
Come on down, Metropolis. Bob Shurance. We'll take care of you. I mean, I don't know how he turned in from Kentucky and Metropolis to opening an insurance company.
Metropolis is in Kansas, isn't it? No, it's supposed to be in... Where's it supposed to be?
You're looking at me. No, why would Metropolis be in Kansas? There's not that many people... That many people gathered in Kansas is like Burning Man.
Well, it's because it's Smallville, Kansas. And Smallville...
He's from Kansas, but he like moved off to the Big Apple.
Okay,
Metropolis
so, yeah,
is like...
New York, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically New York.
And Gotham City was something else.
Gotham City's kind of a Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like
that's
a Chicago-Philadelphia.
Well, I remember
really
that there really was... It's Chicago. Gotham City is Chicago, and Metropolis is New York.
Yeah, I think Gotham City's more...
I had to think about the map in my head.
New York.
I've actually... You know, they
have
the DC
like Gotham
map.
City's still very New York.
Yeah.
In the way it is, but...
Yeah, but I was thinking about, like, the way that it's supposed to be in the books. Because they're not supposed to be the exact same city. As far as, like, the way that
they
look.
Well, now, see, this upsets me. Now, because now even there's another plot hole in Dark Knight Rises.
What?
Well, if Gotham City is supposed to be is Chicago, okay, and Metropolis exists, this is DC Universe, mm-hmm. then Metropolis would have the New York Stock Exchange, or the Metropolis Stock Exchange.
Right.
Okay, that is a stock mm-hmm. exchange. In Chicago is the commodities exchange, where you're trading on like oil and raw materials. So how did Bruce Wayne lose all of his damn money in the stock market in Gotham when it is the commodities market? Because the stock market is in Metropolis. Bane is an idiot and should have fought Superman. That movie would have been a lot shorter.
I would have been like,
and I wouldn't have had to deal with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I like
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I hated the ending.
I hated his Joseph Gordon-Levitt needs to like.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they go. Well, you should use your first name.
Oh, Robin? I like Robin Scherbatsky.
In the summer of 2000, in summer 2012, your Aunt Robin joined the Avengers.
And Robin Scherbatsky. Yeah. No. Okay, so you know they're coming out with a new Superman movie with Zack Snyder's doing.
Yeah, Zack Snyder and Christopher Nolan producing.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm too. Superman has a beard at one point. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with this. If that movie does well, they're making Justice League.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the thing, okay?
Okay.
Paperwork, sign, set, all done. The guy who's playing Superman in this one will do Superman in the Justice League movie.
Okay.
They have already cast Batman. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Did he say yes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, then I'm Green Arrow. I'm going to play Green Arrow.
You're like,
I can be in this. I can do this.
You're like, all right.
I can do this. Like,
I mean, they're literally pulling it right off of it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has signed the papers to play Batman in the Justice League movie.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, the thing is, until learning that, I'm okay with the whole thing because in the Nolan movies, they never mentioned, like, at the beginning, it was like, I'm going to wear a mask. And then nobody was like, oh, yeah, there's that guy over there in Metropolis or a guy over there in Star City or a guy over there in, like, mm-hmm. you know, oh, yeah, you mean you're going to wear a mask? Kind of like Green Lantern, you know, and just start naming all superheroes, you know? So I was just going to, no. This is just
strictly Batman universe.
Strictly
and
Batman.
Now they're breaking down the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be in the Justice League.
Yeah.
Movie.
Once you do that, then I'm just like, okay. So why didn't like somebody else come in and say, hey, I could save Gotham from this?
Yeah.
When he was gone, like, oh, Batman's dead.
Yeah, they tried, but they wore hockey pads and used shotguns.
True.
You know.
Yes, but I'm talking about like another superhero. Like, you know, why didn't Green Lantern step in? Or Wonder Woman. What a completely different movie.
Just a, yeah, now that you think about
You know what? Gotham City's on an island. I'm going to say it. Aquaman.
Aquaman could have
saved them. Or drowned them.
Well, yeah, I mean, Aquaman, your powers are stupid. That's okay. I can solve this problem real quick. City sunk. Welcome to Atlantis, bitches.
Exactly.
All right. I can see it. Here's another question. Like, Aquaman is an Atlantean, right?
Right.
There are other Atlanteans.
Yes.
So if any of them decide to take a day trip, do they then become like Aquaman? Because Aquaman has no powers special to him other than that any other Atlantean would have, right?
Right, but he's their emperor. Like, he's the...
Okay, so he was the most privilegedly born Atlantean.
Yeah, but I think because he
he's pulling George Bush and going off on vacation in the America world, no, well, saving people?
Well, I think, like with the control of the fish and all that stuff, I think that only is granted to, like, their leader. Like, he's the emperor of the ocean, not just of Atlantis. So they listen to him and obey him because of his... Like, his superpower is he's royalty, pretty much.
Or is he royalty because he has the lineage of the power?
George Bush is Aquaman.
George Bush is Aquaman. Okay,
all right.
Going on vacation all the time.
Exactly.
Yes, when your leader goes on vacation, he just has powers to speak to animals. That is it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Know.
George Bush has
but
superpowers
when
he's on vacation.
What I find even more interesting about that is that Atlantis is actually in both Marvel and DC. In Marvel, Namor was apparently one of the very first mutants, and basically Atlantis is filled with mutants that can breathe underwater.
Oh.
And their powers are that we can breathe underwater. Huh. And so it's kind of like, so then where do the Aqua, like, yes, I get Aquaman is an Atlantean.
So we built this city underneath the, like, when did they do that, though?
I don't remember.
My question is, it just going to be like a bunch of, like, hipster college kids just like, I'm a mutant, I'm living under the sea. And it's just nothing but them and Birkenstocks floating around in pitch black darkness.
Like, you're like, well,
like, well, somebody shows up.
So
like,
I turn on the lights, man.
Yeah, like somebody shows up and it's just like, oh, you know, I'm going to be an Atlantean too. Apparently I can breathe underwater. And just like, oh, I'm leaving. I was here before it was just filled with all these conformists.
Exactly. All right, so your next talk.
How many hipsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
It's an obscure number. You probably haven't heard of it. Why did the hipster burn his tongue?
Why?
He drank his coffee before it was cool.
Wow.
What do you think is the worst superhero movie ever made?
Worst superhero movie ever made. There's some we hadn't seen, though.
Maybe.
I'm going with the Italian Batman porno.
Okay.
We
right.
haven't seen it, but I know it exists.
Stop
and
me.
It has to be horrible.
Okay. excluding pornography.
Okay. The worst superhero movie ever. Like in the past, like, give me a time frame.
I mean, just think of one. When I say what's the worst superhero movie you can think of, like, and I've seen clips of this, but it's never really reached mm-hmm. the surface. In the 90s, there was a Fantastic Four movie that had about the production value of an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It was so that they could keep the license for it, mm-hmm. but it's fantastic. It's so bad. It's awesome.
I'm going with... I'm trying to think if there's anything that beats Judge Dredd or,
Oh, the original. The original Judge Dredd. I was going to say, because Dredd reviewed...
I'm talking about Judge Dredd.
No. I've got one for right. you. The original Punisher with Dolph Lundgren.
There's one before that.
What was the one before that?
There was a Punisher that came out in '89.
I just saw.
Then
a
there was
Punisher
one
movie.
In the '90s, and then there was one in like the mid 2000s.
I'm thinking like the. It, No.
You're
no,
thinking
no,
about
no.
the one with John Travolta, aren't
no,
you?
No, 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 no. Not even that one. No, I'm talking about... No, not with John Travolta. That wasn't Dolph Lundgren in that one. So, I'm talking about the old...
You're talking about the 80s one.
The 80s
Yeah, okay.
One. No,
yeah,
and I'll even tell you
bad.
The worst one.
Okay.
The worst of those. That one was really bad. But the Punisher Judgment Day or whatever, the newest one.
Oh,
where
yeah.
the entire time he's
walking... War Crimes.
Punisher War Zone.
Yeah,
Punisher Warzone.
That was horrible.
That was a horrendous movie.
Oh,
I
yes.
watched it. I sat there start to finish and couldn't keep my eyes off it. It was just so bad.
Well, the thing that I made fun of constantly was the fact of, you know how there's every time you see a movie based on a book, there's always that person like, well, the book was better. It was nothing like the book. And the biggest complaint they have is nothing like the book. The biggest complaint I had about Punisher Warzone, it was too much like the book.
It was too much like the book.
Because honestly, like, you know, when it came out, I, you know,
yeah.
I worked at the comic book store, like, right before that. And so I remember, like, the parental advisory, like, the Marvel Max Punishers mm-hmm. that were coming out, and they were selling decently. They'd sell as well as all Punishers ever
yeah.
sell. And they were cool as comic books. But then I see Punisher Warzone, and the villains talk like they did in the comic books, and
it was
and Jigsaw looks
campy.
Like he did in the comic books, and like I mean it's just horrible.
Here's a movie. Here's my problem. That sort of ability, that sort of style holds up in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
The original Batman with Tim Burton,
yeah,
it holds up there. Dick Tracy,
mm-hmm.
the movie, everything was stylized and looked like it. This movie, it
well,
just
like,
it
even
had...
The Spirit and Sin City took that same route,
but in a good way.
Yeah.
If you go to like the old Punisher, that's like going out back to when the Punisher was blue and wore white tights,
yeah,
white
sure.
short, white shorts. You know what I mean?
The white boots.
Yeah, like the white
go-go,
you know, the
white, go-go boots. He had the white go-go boots.
Right. I mean, Dominic West plays Leatherface or Jigsaw.
Jigsaw
is his
yeah.
name. And it's just, he is a fantastic actor
mm-hmm.
in The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the main guy in The Wire. And it was like, oh, Dominic West. I was like, all right. You know, this guy's, I mean, it, you haven't seen The Wire, you've got it. But he is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And Punisher Warzone, it was like he'd fallen on hard times, was just doing it for the money, and the director was like, I'd like to make something that you will never use on an acting reel. This, I mean, it was just bad. He was trying. I mean, he plays serious so well, and he's on a BBC show, and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He just, oh man, just the character he had to play was all mm-hmm. like it was trying to be the rapist Joker,
right?
Yeah, oh man,
yeah, and honestly, like I mean, it wasn't just him. Like the parkour villains, like the three gangsters that were like. Parkour gangsters,
oh,
that like just everything about that movie. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one is the worst one because all the rest of them,
of them have redeeming qualities.
Well, all
of
the rest,
some sort.
Well, all
right?
the rest of them that we would say are bad superhero movies are really just their special effects look cheesy. You know, like the Fantastic Four one, and you know, like stuff like that.
Fantastic
it's
Four
really
was comes, cheesy, but
I'm talking about the other Fantastic Four, the one that you were
well,
talking about.
That one?
Yeah.
That one is like just, a Power Rangers episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of them are stuff like that, you know, and they have, you know, like, at least you can get entertainment out of it. I actually didn't even get a lot of entertainment out of
Daredevil had its flaws and stuff, but the fight scenes were kind of cool. It had redeeming qualities. Punisher
yeah.
Warzone had none.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't really think of one at all.
Urban Camo Punisher outfit was in that movie. It looked pretty cool. That's my redeeming quality.
My redeeming quality was that they didn't make a direct sequel and didn't do an origin story.
True.
Thank you. You just made a standalone Punisher movie. It's called Punisher.
And
everyone knows what it is.
And the ultimate Black Ops agent, the Punisher, wore camo. Those are the only redeeming qualities. He wore camo. And they didn't do an origin story. But more
yeah,
importantly,
I mean,
he wore
I'm so
camo.
Sick of origin stories.
Well, you have to do them for a new audience.
No,
yeah.
you don't. No, you don't.
A lot of times you do.
You can do an origin story in 5 minutes.
True. let me look at the Incredible Hulk. You know, but at the same time, it's coming off the fact there was a Hulk movie that a lot of people saw, and once they saw it, they said it sucked, but they didn't assume it sucked before they saw it.
It like all you have to say is he is. Everyone knows what the Hulk is. It's so into pop culture. Mm-hmm. Now, all you have to say is gamma radiation. Now the military is after him. His love interest is the daughter of the general that's mm-hmm. after him.
Yeah, so
look, I just did guy, a Hulk origin story. Give me my millions.
Exactly. Yeah.
And let me do it. It's like that's all they said in the first movie, and then they just threw in the whole my dad can turn into clouds nonsense. Like that just Sorry, we were talking about bad movies and now I'm all upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep.
No,
this is happening.
You can do this. You can do this now. Now we can invest all that energy into bashing the show that insulted us, King of the Nerds.
I didn't care for it. It just
don't say you just didn't care for it because you and I like fussed about it.
There's so many things that I just can't even formulate words mm-hmm. to say what I didn't like about it.
It was the one episode that I let you that like because I watched it the week before you came back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it and I was like. This bothers me, and I can't really place why it bothers me, but it does. And then at the end of the episode, I was like, I'm not going to watch this again. You know, so they advertise that, you know, Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are going to be on the next episode. And I'm like, I'll set record because, you know.
It's real world, true life, whatever, you know, it's Jersey Shore with nerds. And it was like, you know, they're in there like getting drunk and doing the whole, is it Real World? Yeah.
Yeah, Real World.
Just like, you know, drunk in the house and all like that, like every reality show. And it's all dumb as hell. And the whole, like, I'm going to talk to the camera every time. And they're making the cheesiest jokes, practically reading them off a script.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is exactly what some CEO of ABC is it on?
TBS.
TBS?
TBS.
Okay, so yeah, some executive on TBS watched Big Bang Theory and said, this is what all nerds are like and everyone will love, and then let's make it a reality show.
Yeah,
that's what happened. And they did. It's insulting to anyone that considers themselves even somewhat nerdy.
Yeah, like, I mean, and the thing is the nerd, the people that are on the show, I don't know. You know, I honestly assume that what happened was when they went for the reality show and everything, they did their little search and found people and basically during the interview process, they were like, well, what are you nerdy about? Because there's some people on there who really are not. I mean, I don't mind them. It's the way they're portrayed,
they're portraying them like the cast of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Like, there's that one chick that I want her to win because she's cute. That one chick that with the glasses.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, she seems, you know, all right. Well, there's the other guy. Apparently, in the interview, they must have found out he did cosplay, and so now he has this character named Chicken Panda. It's just like this stupid. Like this is like insulting to people who actually. Are nerds
who actually like that stuff exactly?
You know, because I mean, I don't think cosplay is bad. You know, the only time I ever do cosplay is on Halloween or something.
Yeah.
But
Halloween is nerd cosplay day.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, like, all because it's not my thing doesn't mean it's wrong or stupid or anything. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that do it and are very passionate about it. And you know that's what's up. It's like somebody saying, well. You know, comic book movies are good, but I don't like comic books. I'm like, okay, we see two different. You know, I like both. You know,
yeah.
But in this thing, like, they just basically like have this person is a gamer, only a gamer, and she thinks in nothing but games, but she's a PC gamer. So we have to even that out. So they have this other person, who is also a gamer, but is a pure console gamer. So give her a
watch
mouse.
The mad drama
exactly exactly. So it's like they set it up and they portray these people in these ways. And like I say, I always with every reality show, I assume that people are just acting or playing up a little bit.
It's really, you know, the editing. There's a lot of things where these two events may have not happened within even the same week of each other.
Yeah,
and they just. put it. Yeah. You know, they put these two things next to each other. One is this, one is a reaction, just to make the story. They engineer the story they want, not what actually happens.
Yeah, and so with this show, like it annoys me that we're being portrayed this way, but it's not the people on the show's fault. It's just the producers,
right?
And that's that's what we said at the beginning of this. So that's our review of King of the Nerds. Is watch it one time, get insulted, and then be pissed at it.
No, don't watch it one time. I don't want more shows like this. Don't watch it.
Okay.
No, I want to know, and this, let me get back to a happy subject real quick. We got a few minutes left. What would you change about a superhero?
What do you mean?
This is a giant Stan Lee question. If you take a superhero, you can change a power, a weakness, a character sidekick, his location, his origin story, whatever you want.
Okay.
What would you change?
Well, you're not allowed to say Spider-Man in the Midwest.
I want Spider-Man in the Midwest.
But you're not allowed to say that. I'm banning you from saying that. We've had that conversation on the show before.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
But we've had that conversation on the show.
Okay. No. I really hadn't even thought about this. I wrote these questions down 2 months ago and haven't thought about them once.
Okay. I would make... Huh. Let me think about this for a second. Yeah. I would take... I don't know, other than the obvious, put Batman on a planet that's completely kryptonite in every way.
Batman on a planet?
Not Batman, Superman.
He'd just die.
Exactly.
That'd just be like putting a fish in the desert.
That's okay.
You're just like, fuck Superman.
I don't like Superman.
Josh, you won the contest. You get to decide the future of any comic book character ever.
Superman.
I want Superman... on a planet made of kryptonite and tied down for a week using kryptonite chains.
And it's a
while
planet.
Kryptonite inhabitants are throwing kryptonite rocks at his dumb kryptonite hurt head.
And there is no yellow sun anywhere in the solar system.
It's completely black. The inhabited sea, using kryptonite light rays, and his death is a tourist attraction.
And his final request has to be they give him silver kryptonite one last time.
What is that?
That's the one that makes him stone.
Oh.
The one where he's like, cookies, I smell cookies. Oh. Oklahoma, somebody's making cookies. Let's go to Oklahoma.
So you
right
want
now.
Superman to get stoned off of silver kryptonite and then slowly die while being a museum attraction for local inhabitants of a planet of creatures whose literal existence near him hurts him more.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
I would do stuff like give Nightcrawler wings.
Ooh.
Because it would be cool. Just like you teleport straight up in the sky, fly or something.
I wouldn't even give him wings. I'd make his whole I'd give him kind of like retractable bat suit stuff. That is you.
Who is it?
It's your mom. Oh. What? I don't know. He'll call you right back. We're in the middle of something. 2 seconds. Bye.
Was it really my mom?
Yeah, that's your mom. Yeah, no, I just hung up on your mom.
Why did you hang up on my mom?
Because it was vibrating the table.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. I know, you're going to deal with that one later.
Yes, I am going to deal with that later.
No, anyway, I don't know what else I would do.
Give Wolverine wings?
Would they be adamantium wings? It would be the most he would not be able to fly at all. Give Wolverine a jetpack. That's what I'm doing.
Well, okay, I got it. Give Hawkman wings. It would be double Hawkman.
It would just be Hawkman.
Hawkman. Okay, no, I really don't have anything other than, as far as, there are.
Okay, I got one.
Go ahead.
Here. Superman, he's got, heat ray vision, flight, super strength, super speed, and X-ray vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give him Y-ray vision so he can see through his own damn bullshit. There we go. I like that one. on that note,
give Batman a kryptonite batarang.
Give Batman kryptonite.
Or an army of kryptonite batarangs.
And vacation time in Metropolis.
No, give Spawn kryptonite chains and a vacation in Metropolis.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Spawn, not the worst superhero movie.
No,
I cared for that one. Darkman as well. Yeah. That's it.
Okay, I got the worst superhero movie.
What?
Howard the Duck. I win. Are we ending on that note?
Fuck. You're right. That's it. Hey, don't forget to like us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/onomatopodcast. And you can follow us on Twitter @onomatopodcast. Peace!